This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Obama backstabs Israel. That was the headline in the Drudge Report regarding a resolution by the UN condemning Israel for their settlement policies. Today I'd like to show you what this will do, what is the most likely scenario and outcome of what we have just experienced last week. JTA wrote on December 23 that the resolution was introduced by New Zealand, Venezuela, Malaysia, and Senegal. But what should be said is that originally it was introduced by Egypt. And Mr. Trump called the Egyptian president and talked him out of it. And so Egypt withdrew the resolution. And then those other countries came and they introduced it. Now, America should have vetoed, and then that resolution would not have been adopted. But for the first time in a long, long time, they decided not to veto, but just to abstain, meaning that the resolution was adopted. Now, The Guardian wrote on December 23 that the resolution says Israel's settlements on Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem, have no legal validity, and it demands a halt to all Israeli settlement activities. The resolution reiterated that Israel's settlements was a flagrant violation of international law. A resolution requires 9 votes in favor and no votes, or no vetoes rather, by the United States, France, Russia, Britain, or China in order to be adopted. And so nobody vetoed. Even the US didn't veto, and that's why the resolution was adopted. While the resolution is largely symbolic in some senses, it will be seen as empowering an increasingly tough EU over Israel. That's very important to recognize. It will empower an increasingly tough EU over Israel, showing that there's going to be animosity between the EU, the European Union, and Israel, something which has been prophesied in the Bible for centuries, for millennia. The article goes on to say that the resolution demands that Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including, and that's important, East Germany. And so JTA wrote on December 23 that Israel was defiant in its reaction to the resolution and the US vote. Israel rejects this shameful anti-Israel resolution at the UN and will not abide by its terms, a statement from the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. And in the meantime, he already stated that further settlements will be built. He goes on to say that when the Security Council does nothing to stop the slaughter of 500,000 people in Syria, it disgracefully gangs up on the one true democracy in the Middle East, Israel, and calls the Western Wall an occupied territory. The Obama administration, so they say, not only failed to protect Israel against this gang up at the UN, it colluded with it behind the scenes. And as we will see, a lot more is being said than just collusion. Now, several US lawmakers also criticized the American abstention, including Democrats. Senator Charles Schumer stated that it is very frustrating, disappointing, and confounding that the administration has failed to veto this resolution. He is the incoming Senate Minority Leader of the Democrats. Whatever one's views are on settlements, the UN is the wrong forum to settle these issues. So what we should recognize is that even Democrats are now standing up against President Obama and President Obama's last-minute politics. Now, of course, you can imagine that the Republicans are in arms. So Deutsche Welle wrote on December 23 that U.S. Senator John McCain commented that the U.S. abstention from the vote made the U.S. complicit in this outrageous attack against Israel. And Newsmix wrote several articles, December 23 and December 24. And so, for instance, Newsmax did quote former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton, thinking President Obama took the action to box the incoming Trump administration in. This was a stab in the back against the Israelis, Bolton said. Further, he said, the consequences of the resolution will be felt for many years in negative ways for both Israel and the United States. I do think this is the death now of the two-state solution, he said. Bolton continued that he'd recommend that if Trump calls the resolution illegitimate, but if that doesn't work, he says that he should cut U.S. contribution to the UN. Now, that's extremely important because many other Republicans are asking for the same thing. Cut contribution of the U.S. towards the UN. In other words, that would then bring the United States totally out of the UN umbrella. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee slammed President Barack Obama on Friday. I'm so outraged I can't even contain myself, he said. He added that when President-elect Donald Trump takes over the White House next month, the first thing he does, I hope, is send some jackhammers over to the Turtle Bay neighborhood in Manhattan and jackknife the United Nations off into the river. He goes on to explain what those settlements really are all about. Many people have misideas about it, false ideas. And so he says, these settlements are communities and neighborhoods with schools and synagogues and shops and permanent structures where people live and raise their families. And Judea and Samaria belong to Israel. Obama is saying that the Western Wall ought to be part of territory that's given back, he continued. That is insane. So beyond anything that we have seen in 40 years, it's just stunning. And so then he joined several congressional Republicans in calling for an end to federal financial support for the UN. Lindsey Graham was another one who threatened to cut funding to the UN, but he is not just a nobody. He chairs a subcommittee that oversees funding to the organization. And so he pointed out that the United States currently is responsible for approximately 22% of the United Nations total budget. And then, of course, you have Senator Ted Cruz, who supports Graham in this. House Speaker Paul Ryan condemned Obama for his abstention. And here's a very strong statement by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. He declared that Obama was personally responsible for this anti-Israel resolution. His diplomats secretly coordinated the vote, yet he doesn't even have the courage of his own convictions to vote for it, the GOP member said. This cowardly, disgraceful action cements President Obama's richly deserved legacy as the most anti-Israel president in American history. Now, these are strong words. President Obama, the most anti-Israeli president in American history. Now, Deutsche Welle reported about Israel's reaction on December 24. It said that Israel will reassess its ties with the United Nations. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that I instructed the foreign ministry to complete within a month a re-evaluation of all our contacts with the United Nations, including the Israeli funding of UN institutions and the presence of UN representatives in Israel, Netanyahu said. I have already instructed to stop about 30 million shekels, which is $7.8 million, in funding to five UN institutions, five bodies that are especially hostile to Israel, and more will follow. Now, this is already very interesting when it comes to the development and the relationship between Israel and the UN, and potentially the US and the UN. And of course, many look at President-elect Trump that he will change these things, but can he? The Independent wrote on December 23 that the Israeli Prime Minister said his administration was looking forward to working with Donald Trump to negate Friday's resolution. Given the world's widespread opposition to settlements, the action will be almost impossible for anyone, including Mr. Trump, to reverse. Nevertheless, the president-elect wrote via Twitter, as to the UN, things will be different after January 20. And he also stated that the UN is nothing but a club where people speak. However, it goes further than that. You see, first of all, It was stated already in the articles I read to you that the understanding is that President Obama actively helped in drafting the resolution. And now Netanyahu said that they have proof, which they will give to Mr. Trump to establish this fact. On top of that, here's a remarkable article by Bild Online, a German mass tabloid. They reported on December 25 that Frank-Walter Steinmeier, currently Minister for Foreign Affairs and probably soon the next German president, supported the text of the anti-Israel resolution. Now, Germany is not part of the Security Council, but so here's Steinmeier supporting it. In his article, Bild asked whether Israel was being forsaken by their friends. And sadly, that's exactly what is happening. And the Bible has told us that, that in the end time, Israel will be totally forsaken by their friends, by their allies. Many of those quote-unquote friends were never true friends to begin with. But here, Bild continues. Steinmeier sided with autocratic countries which voted for the resolution, including Russia, China, Egypt, Venezuela. Bild strongly disagreed with Steinmeier. Now, that was an interesting thing for me to see. So here's a mass tabloid, one of the most leading papers over there in Germany, strongly disagreeing with Steinmeier, who they say didn't even say a word about the anti-Israel content. The paper also pointed out that the resolution does not bring any solution and ignores the historic relationship between the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the Jewish people. As we have just heard, they want Israel to give the Western Wall back to the Palestinians. It says the tabloid referred to the Western Wall of the Temple as a most holy site, which was destroyed in 70 AD, explaining that Israel will never allow that it will fall into the hands of the Palestinians, who want it to become a part of East Jerusalem as their capital. Now, here's what the Bible tells you. A temple will be built in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. The Jews will begin to give sacrifices again. That will put the world on high alert and in such a way that troops will intervene in the Middle East to try to stop this. And that will be the beginning of what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation. Do we see, my friends, how all these things are suddenly taking shape? Now, we have prepared a booklet, the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. Now, that's a book that you might not even think has a lot to do with what we are experiencing today, the book of Zechariah. There's a lot which is stated in that book, the book of Zechariah. And this booklet explains it. It explains all these visions. It explains what the future of Jerusalem is, the future of Israel, before and after Jesus Christ's return. And what we are seeing right now, my friends, is that the return of Jesus Christ cannot be far away. It's high time we all wake up and understand what the prophecies for today are telling us. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.